What the images narrate in the first room and reveal about God in the second is now concretized in the moral imperative to care for the other as oneself. This is what the saints have understood. The other is the image of God. Therefore, they must be received with a smile and an embrace, a sign of the blessing with which a person offers his home and life to another. If in these moral images the what is important, no less important is the how the door is opened to the other. In Christian iconography, representations of smiles are not uncommon as direct symbols of hospitality. Seeing the smile of the other person from afar is to understand their hospitable openness. The smile of Mary and Saint Anne, showing the child Jesus that he is loved, can be seen in the relief by Esteban de Rueda from the National Basilica of the Great Promise in Valladolid. Thus, the famous eclogue by Virgil states, "The mother and the child are recognized by their smile. Smiling at the other is projecting one's blessing onto that person, telling them that they are welcome. The smile beautifies a person's face and illuminates it, offering light to the onlooker. It is therefore the entrance door to the clear space of hospitality. You are welcome." The smile sends the first message of interest towards the person being smiled at, and in proximity, the greatest symbol of hospitality is the embrace, the touch that surrounds the other, in which the symbolized unity, that of the first paradise, is made present. There is no greater symbol of welcome than the embrace we see in various representations. Again, the message is, go and do likewise. Observe the embrace before the Golden Gate, a mid 16th century work by Diego Guillén, part of the main altarpiece of the Church of the Convent of Santa Clara in Briviesca, Burgos, the Marriage of the Virgin by the Master of Saint John, dated around 1525 and belonging to the parish church of the Assumption of Our Lady in Villarín de Campos, Zamora. The Visitation by Felipe Bigarni from the parish church of San Gil Abad, Burgos, carved around 1530, and finally the embrace of Saint Dominic and Saint Francis from the Royal Monastery of Saint Thomas in Avila of the Dominican Fathers. This last work with great naturalism is attributed to Luis Salvador Carmona, showing the two founders of mendicant orders, the Franciscans and the Dominicans, entwined in a fraternal embrace, designed for a frontal view for the spectator.